The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hi, this is Eric Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle Streaming Radio 24/7. Today, believe it or not, is the 26th of October, 2017. And as I do on every show now, we've been doing this for about a month. I hope they're standing up. If not, you can sit down. But stand up and breathe through your nose, out through your mouth. I am a winner. I am a champion. And we've added verses in and out here, but we're going to stick with the two that I've started from the beginning. Now, I'm going to bring this gentleman in shortly. We've got Paul Firepower Gray on today. We haven't had Paul with us in a while, and like a lot of people, they are coming back. There's going to be some new names, too, coming in very shortly that I know people are going to be very happy about, and there's a couple other big things in the works. But as everybody knows, I'm outside doing work. We've got to keep both businesses cranking. And when you want to be an entrepreneur, sometimes you got to do the shit you don't want to do. So that's the way it is. But stick with those two verses, those two lines. You say that to yourself morning, during the day, at night before you go to bed. Repeat, repeat, repeat. Remember what Frank Klein, my college professor, says? Repetition, repetition, repetition. You'll be amazed of what you'll be thinking about and what it'll lead to. And I'm not full of shit, because I've been talking to you for over a month about this. You'll see the stuff I'm doing to myself mentally. As I've said, and I'm sure Paul and I are going to get into this, you don't build from the outside in, you build from the inside out. And we're going to get into that, I'm sure, today. But, you know, think about all that. Also, go out to FiorelloBarbellCo.com, Winner's Circle. It's the best 13 modules of training you're going to find out there. I've talked to a couple people recently, and it was funny. I said, is $247 too expensive? And they're like, you've got 40 minutes per module, and you're given a free one. I said, absolutely, but I hear, well, there's not enough video. You know, you're going to just march to the video. You're going to have problems. And when you're talking high shrugs, pullovers, dips, things of that nature, you better damn well know your subject. And I think a thinking trainer, lifter, and I'm sure Paul can attest to this, you better have some damn brains when you go in and teach. And Paul's a teacher like myself. Paul does it even more. And Paul's all over the world doing it. And I'm sure he can tell you that for sure. Video's great. But first off, you better understand your subject. And I come from a long line of teachers. And that's the way I was always taught. So think about that. Go out and do it. Also, on FiorelloBarbellCo.com, hit the contribute button. You know, we haven't been getting much in contributions, which I'm surprised. You know, a lot of things are going to change next year, mainly because we got to survive. But if you do $25, you get the beginning, which is the first module off Winner's Circle. $50, you get the beginning and a half hour free consultation with me. And third, for $100, you get two free half hours in the beginning. All you got to do is click the button. It goes right to my PayPal account. Bang, you're in and out. And look, you don't have to contribute $25. Whatever you'd like to do, all you got to do is go out to PayPal, Fiorello Barbell at NICAP.R.com. Anything you would give in advance would be much appreciated, and we thank you for that. Also, too, go out to motivationandmuscle.com/category/podcast. Go out and look at all the shows Paul and I have done. There's over 800 podcasts now, and we celebrated our third year, September 27th of this year, which is amazing, because if you knew anything about what was really going on here, I've carried this fucking company on my back, literally, with all the people that screwed around and everything. And I was telling Paul before we came on, wait till you hear what I'm going to have all for all of you, I hope, within the next year about business and how to conduct business and who to watch out for, et cetera, et cetera. Anybody that wants to be an entrepreneur with a small business, I'm going to give you a blueprint. I'm not going to give it to you either, but I'm going to give you the blueprint where you're going to have an awful lot of success if you pay attention. So that's that. Also, too, don't forget to sign up for our free newsletter on motivationmuscle.com. It's right up in the top right-hand corner. That goes right to my MailChimp account. Bang, you'll get the newsletter. If you sign up anywhere else, it goes to Never Neverland. And don't forget, you can now listen to Motivation Muscle on our YouTube channel. So you can get us anywhere. iTunes, Stitcher, Aha, we're all over the place. As I said, we got our good friend Paul Gray on here today. And I'm going to give you a little information about this gentleman. He's the owner and head trainer at Firepower Gym. He's a mobility trainer and accomplished martial artist with over 30 years training in various styles. And as everyone knows, Paul does tons of seminars, real knowledgeable guy. You know, his style as a teacher, obviously, when you hear him talk on the show, he's a guy that's no nonsense, no bullshit. And he cares, man. And that's what we have here. We have people here that not only have a pedigree behind them with what they've accomplished through their lives, but they've taken what they've done in their lives now, and they've taught people how to become the best they can be. And before I bring Paul in, the topic is called Command Your Life. And this goes on a lot of the stuff Paul and I have talked about in the past, and we're going to get into a little bit of why I came up with this name. Paul, welcome back, brother. It's an honor.
Hi, Eric. It's been way too long, my friend. I've missed it. How are you?
I'm good, and how are you?
Yeah, all good. I'm just recently back from Norway, training with Pavel, and doing our fourth year of AFM certifications there.
Yep.
You know, how time flies, yeah?
Yeah, it does. And I've missed it too, man. I mean, you know, as I told Paul before we came on, you know, there's a lot of constraints going on here right now. Eventually, it's all going to come out in the wash, as they say. I've been contacted by a lot of people that kind of are dancing around. You know, I'd like to come on, but is there I'm going to tell everybody this once and for all. You know, I'm outside bringing money into the companies. There is nothing pointed at anyone. You're always welcome to come on here. But I don't have time for 15 shows a week, and I'm not doing that anymore anyways. But there's not a problem with anyone. And if you feel you want to get a hold of me, you know, you can get a hold of me through FiorelloBarbell@NICAP.R.com or just get a hold of me through Facebook. It's real easy. We'll get something set up because we got a couple new guys that are coming on here. We're really going to start getting into a lot of grip work with Jed Johnson. There's a lot of big changes coming on here, and they're great changes. And, of course, as I said to James Fuller on our show the other day, Iceland is far from the rearview mirror. So that's going to have to be 18 unless something really big happens, and that's what we're working on right now. So rest assured, anybody that's been on here past and wants to come on new, just get a hold of me. We'll work something out. Now, with that all out of the way, Paul, this is real interesting. I mean, because obviously you've been a very busy gentleman, obviously, with teaching. And I was telling Paul, you know, we're talking about what's going on here, and I'm not going to get into all that laundry right now. But I'm in an area now where if you've seen the attitudes, the non-hunger, the 40-year-old, 50-year-old who thinks he's an 18-year-old power drinker still, I was telling Paul one of the things, I love to look at people the way they walk, especially their eyes. The eyes tells everything. I got to tell everybody, because I told Paul this, the majority of them look like they have doll's eyes, meaning look at a doll's eyes, they look dead. And I'm not kidding you when I say that. So when I talk about Command Your Life and what I'm dealing with right now, the hunger in me is like, look out. I mean, I'll bite your goddamn arm off right now, literally. And I told Paul, and I do, I'll admit it, I've got a chip on my shoulder bigger than I ever had in my life. Whether it becomes positive or negative and you got to change things around, so be it. But when you love what you do and you're in a situation that you don't like and all you're thinking about is your businesses, you start to command your life in a big way, in a different way. Now, the people I'm around, they could care less about commanding their life, or even if they wanted to, they don't know. So this is what we're going to talk about today, how to take hold of your life, no matter what you're doing, whether it's small steps to get to your destination. But by God, man, you are in charge of yourself. Nobody else is. And you have the ability, all of you, to change where you are and what you're doing. Take it away, brother.
I think this whole subject matter of command your life is great. Because these days, so many people's lives are being commanded from the outside. And like you said, I don't think people are even aware of it.
No.
You know, this doll's eye thing, yeah. To me, that metaphor is not so much that they're dead inside, even though it appears that way.
Yep.
It's that their senses are just so dulled from external stimulus,
yep,
that they don't see clearly. They don't actually see how they're being controlled. So, you know me, every time we've spoke, we come up with kind of, you know, you feed me a topic.
Yep.
And you say, you know, command your life. This is what I want to talk about. I always come up with, well, how? How do we command our life if we don't even know how our life is being taken away from us?
That's right.
How it's being controlled and commanded by, you know, external things. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just to throw some ideas into the pot there, you know, different ways our life can be commanded by other people, just to make people think that maybe they're not seeing it. And we see this from a fitness perspective when we're bombarded with, you know, the new fitness tool on the market.
Yep.
You know, buy this tool.
Yep.
It will make you Superman.
Yep.
Invariably, it never does, right?
Correct.
Never, ever does. You know, and, you know, at the end of the day, that tool might actually be fantastic, but the market and people know fine well that most people are not going to use it well, not going to commit to a program. They're just going to buy the tool, play with it three times, and then it'll sit in the corner.
Yep.
And they know that. And then the thing with the marketing is they don't give you an accessible way not to fail.
Mm-hmm.
So you were being marketed to buy the tool in the first place, but they also have a plan to, you know, 90% chance that you're going to fail and you're going to buy the next tool.
Yep.
You know, it's commerce. It's scary how you're being played from the get-go. One, to buy it. Two, to put it down and not use it because you're not fed any stimulating, useful training information in order to actually get the best out of this tool. And there's no backup, right? There's nobody there.
Nope.
To help you when you start to fall, when you start to lose motivation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just one example.
No, it is, and that's a great example because I can think of a lot of things that come and go. And when it was funny when you said, you know, you toss it in the corner. That's what I always says is collecting dust. And then here, they'll have garage sales, and there you'll see it. And it'll be like for nothing, they'll give it away. And I can't, do you remember, I don't know if they're made anymore. I know they were bought out years ago. Do you remember Nordic Track, how popular they were?
Yep.
Here in the States, I mean, everybody, it seemed like, was buying a Nordic Track. And at one time, like a lot of things, they were much more hardcore, and then they made them, you know, easier and easier for people to have in their homes and everything. I can remember years ago going to garage sales because I'm always looking for weights and things like that or magazines. Where was it? Just about everywhere I went, there was a Nordic Track for sale. And I said to myself, these people, you know from dealing with people, especially training, you know, they get all excited, all pumped up. Oh, I'm going to do this, going to do that. And you don't ever want to say to somebody, well, I don't believe you. But you know in the back of your mind, if you got 10 there, if you got 10 there, maybe 1 out of 10 survive it. You know, and that's too bad. But you know, this all goes to when we talk about command. And, you know, like when I was talking about the winner's circle, Paul, you know, that's what I was saying. Well, isn't there more video with it? I said, I can make any video you want, all right? But, and then they think, because whether it's the phone or back and forth, because usually I only talk to them then. And the phone will go dead, and they'll be like, well, I didn't really think of it that way. I'm like, don't you want to know your subject a little bit before you go into it? Because it's the smart way to do things, to understand the history of things, to understand the correct thinking of things. And this is where I think you see more and more failures, especially now, because people in general do not know how to command what is going on within them. They don't know how to build from inside out. And as you said, that external stimuli is all they know. And it's this mass manipulation, just like with the exercise equipment we just talked about, where, okay, that one didn't work. Well, we're going to get you in the next level here. It's just like all these training programs. You know, you see these things all over TV. Well, if you buy this now, this $1,999 blah, blah, blah is yours free. Now, think about that, folks. If you're paying, say, $800 for the program, and they're going to give you almost a $2,000 piece of whatever, you should turn the TV off and tear your credit card in half, because you're getting your ass handed to you and you don't know it yet. So there's more to going and doing things than just going out and blindly doing it. That's what I said, where I am, and Paul brought up the equipment in that first phase, is if you can't command where you want to be, what you want to do, how you carry it out, how many times you're going to stumble. You know, and that's why there's people like Paul and I and Powell and Martin Janzik and, you know, Clint Darden, all these great people that are just willing to help you out, you know. And I was talking to Douglas last night. We were talking all about a lot of this last night. And it's just like, what is it would you like me to do for you? What would you like me to teach you? Or are you so unsure of yourself and so unsure of what you want to take on that you don't even know the questions asked me? And I'll give it right to you. The thing I think more than ever is, and I heard this today when I was out. I had to go out to the store. I hear people say this a lot. There's a big uncertainty out in the world with people right now. And I've heard them say it over and over again. I've heard, whether they're talking to me or not, I like to just listen and evaluate a lot of things. That's the way I've always been. But there's this uncertainty with people now. And I think that, you know, we right now need leaders. We need people that are not afraid to stand up and speak out, whether it's popular or not. Because right now, you know, everything I see, even where I'm working, everything is this, you know, if it's not something for your television or drones or whatever. And I'm saying to myself, you know, I guess you can like what you like, but as I was telling Paul today, I pulled the biggest stone with the steel stone I have in a year, and I pulled it with ease. Now, I didn't take it off the ground. I took it right below your calf where it starts. I ripped the 400-pound Hoosa steel stone up and stood straight up with it. Now, mind you, I started in at 250, and I did mostly 20-pound jumps to the last one where I did a 50-pound jump to 400. If you ask me, I'd have my ass out there any time than watching some stupid drone. So go ahead, brother. Take it.
Yeah, this whole thing about the tool, the system, it's designed to fail from the start.
Yeah.
It's designed to fail because they can't sell their next product if it's successful. And that's quite sad and manipulative, and people don't realize that they're being manipulated.
Yep.
But one thing you mentioned within that, when you talked about the people asking for more video,
yeah,
was understanding your subject. You mentioned that earlier on as well, and that's one of the big bugbears with me. When we've all attended some form of tea class or seminar, whether it be fitness or not.
Yep.
And invariably, there's going to be questions, you know. And isn't it the worst feeling in the world when somebody feels quite a logical question, and whoever's running it just has no idea how to answer it.
Exactly.
You know, just know the depth. All they've been taught is this is what you deliver. You say these words, or you move from here to here,
yep.
And that's it. There's no layer underneath, or a layer underneath that. There's just literally superficial delivery of substandard information, and that you should not be coaching or teaching or instructing if that's it.
Yeah.
And I hate that. That's one of my big bugbears. So my little analogy for that, you know me, I always go to movies too.
Yeah, yep.
Talking about us as teachers and us as leaders. There's a term that Pavel, we spoke about at the weekend, excuse me, called light bringers. You know, we will be creative in bringing something to the world. And yep. I'm not saying that I am one.
Yep.
But there is these people out there. The difference with them, right, is they do not wait to be taught.
There you go.
To boom-fed anything.
Nope.
And the thing with people doing courses, I see this all the time. People do this fitness course, that fitness course, this fitness course. And then you sit and kind of watch their social media because, you know, I like to watch the bullshit and hyperbole of people just so I get a feeling of who they are. And they do all of these courses, and then they may show some of this stuff for 5 minutes,
yeah.
And then it's gone.
Yep.
You know, that money straight down the drain. It's like they've never done it before. So they're itching to be taught, to be spoon-fed some information because it's a new fad or a new tool or a new this. But then they'll play with it a little while, and then, you know, it's gone. They don't really do anything creative with it.
No.
They're capable of being spoon-fed and taught something, but they're not capable of actually learning anything of any depth or to interpret an experiment and create their own expression of it. And there's a great scene. Have you seen The 13th Warrior?
No, I haven't, but I'm now you got me thinking here. Go ahead. Yeah.
You've not seen that?
No.
Antonio Banderas.
No, I didn't.
It's a John McTiernan film, and it's all about the Viking.
Okay, I'm going to go see that.
It's an old film now. I would hasten to add it's got to be 1990.
Okay.
1995. Yeah, it's an old film. Anyway, so Antonio Banderas is an Arab.
Yep.
Who ends up joining this band of Vikings, and he doesn't know their language. And there's this whole kind of drawn-out scene where night after night he's sitting around the campfire watching these Vikings just gibbering to each other. And they all laugh at him and point at him and make jokes at his expense.
Yep.
And he sits there and he listens and he watches and he listens and he watches. And all of a sudden, the way it's filmed is absolutely beautiful because all of a sudden he starts to pick up a word.
Yep.
Then another word. And then one time, while he's sitting drinking, when they start to make fun of him,
yep,
he answers, and he just puts them down. Just
yep.
Bam.
Yep.
Now, that's the difference. He didn't wait to be taught. He didn't wait to be spoon-fed.
Nope.
He put the work in with his own brain and his own time,
yep,
and his own patience, and he learned. He was capable of learning.
And you know what else, you know, Paul, not to interrupt you, but you know what else struck me when you said all that? He had the instincts within him to learn, to create. And see, you know, when you and I were talking offline, I don't remember if you said this online, but I'll bring it up, is this. You made a very interesting point, you know, when I was saying that they look totally defeated when you see these people, like, beaten into the ground. And it doesn't mean that they couldn't come back. Do they want to come back? That's the whole thing. And I think the majority of people would love to come back, but are they going to come back? And that's the biggest thing right now when we talk about commanding stuff. I've been telling everybody, I've been reading a book. It is incredible. And it was due to my dad. And my father obviously was from New England, so he was a Boston fan with everything. But there was one team that he always loved, and it was the Green Bay Packers in their heyday. It's called What It Takes to Be Number One, Vince Lombardi on Leadership. Vince Lombardi Jr., his son, wrote it. I'm halfway through this book, and this is one of the most incredible books I've ever read in my life. And if you know anything about Lombardi, is this. Every player that played for the man was a success in anything they did. I don't know many people I've ever read about that created such winners. These were men that loved Lombardi or hated him. They always did their best for him. They resonated from the inside out. Lombardi commanded them by his teaching to be the best they can be and to never let down and to go out and just give it your all every time, win or lose. And if you look at the Green Bay dynasty, I think it was like for 6 years, he was unbeatable, man. And something about Lombardi that always impressed me among many things, because I've been reading a ton about him anywhere I can find now. And it was all due to a book my mother found in the last 6 months. I don't know where it was, but it was one of my father's. And the book was called Lombardi, Winning is the Only Thing. And it was edited by Jerry Kramer, who played for him. And the thing that was very interesting about Lombardi, he played for Fordham. He was on the offensive line. He did some, I believe, receiving too. And they were called, I think it was the seven blocks of granite. Now, Lombardi was a 175-pound guy. And, you know, we're probably talking, you know, many, many years before, you know, the prolific guy on the line now is anywhere from 330 to 370. And most of them look like a hunk of shit anyways. But whatever. Now, Lombardi was going against, I don't know what team it was, and the guy he was going against was like a 225er, which was gigantic in that day and age. Lombardi had about 175. This is the kind of guy he was, how tough he was. This guy was, you know, Lombardi was not backing down from this guy, et cetera, et cetera. But what happened was from, you know, pushing each other around a lot, they said Lombardi sustained a lot of cuts inside his mouth during the game. He was pretty much gargling with blood the whole game, and he did not come out. Now, I know in today's day and age, you know, if you ever did that with a kid or whatever, they'd put you in jail. They would, you know, it'd be some kind of horse shit. But what I admired about him more than anything, and the more I read about him, it's unbelievable what a man he was and a leader of men, is this. He understood what it took to get to where you want to get. Most people today do not. They don't want to put the work in. They don't know how to command their greatness. And last but not least, here's something I'm sure we're going to tackle, and probably Paul's got it written down, is this. It's too damn easy now to quit. And nobody cares anymore. Well, I can't say nobody does, but it's much easier to get a gateway out the door than it used to be. Go ahead, brother, take it.
Yeah, exactly. You've hit the nail on the head, my friend. In that 13th warrior, when he's sitting, working hard, waiting to learn their language and applying himself.
Yep.
At no time did anybody give him anything.
Yep.
Not one person pointed at a stone and said, stone, in their language.
Yep.
That's what this is.
Yep.
Nobody fed him anything. The point is people are waiting. You know when you said, when we were talking about the doll's eyes, and,
yeah,
you know,
yep,
they're waiting to come back because they're waiting for their success to be handed to them.
Yep.
They're just sitting waiting for something to happen. And they're waiting to win the lottery. They're waiting to retire. The waiting for their business to just take off, the magic wand to be waved over the top of it, the waiting,
yep,
to learn that language or be taught that language, to have somebody come along and just fix all of their problems magically.
Yep.
Shit, life doesn't happen like that, does it?
Not that I know of.
So, what do? You got to go out and learn and apply. And fight for it. You got to fight to make it happen. And I'm going to switch movie analogies now.
Yep.
You got to have seen this one, man. Kill Bill?
Yeah, I've seen it. Kill Bill, yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so my analogy for this one is Be the Bride. You know when she's buried?
Yep.
Yeah, what does she do? Her legs don't work, right?
That's right.
She's looking down at her feet and she's wiggle. Wiggle. Just one toe. Come on. Wiggle.
Yep.
And she sits and she says it and she fights until that toe wiggles.
Yep.
And she's like, right. Good toe. Next toe.
Yep.
Wiggle. And then when everything's working, what's her next battle? She chooses her next battle. She picks her little spot on the coffin and she gives it a punch.
Whomp. Yep.
Then again. You can't tell me that that's going to be easy. And don't get me wrong,
yep.
It's a metaphor.
Right,
it's
right.
An analogy.
Right.
It's an analogy for the fight, for the struggle, for not giving up. You know, learn the language, apply yourself, be the bride. If you want something, it's very unlikely it's going to come to you. You're going to then fall down that trap of having the glassy doll's eyes.
You
know, walking around, lumbering around, waiting for life to happen. Instead of creating the life you want to live.
Well, you know what it is, Paul, too? It's too damn easy, like I just said, to drop out. And, you know, your surroundings are big time. You know, as I said, where I am during the day, that's not good surroundings. And, you know, when you go out at lunch or whatever and you get that fresh air in your lungs and you know, I'm sitting there reading tons of stuff or I'm listening to something during my half hour, I'm using my time accordingly because I'm building upon my dream. And it was very interesting. There's a guy you ought to go listen to. He was a big Amway guy, I think, in the 70s. His name was Dexter Yeager. And this guy came from poverty to multi-millions. And you hear him speak. This guy is so full of energy, it feels like he'll crack your eardrums when you got your headphones on. And he said, one thing among many things, and I've subscribed to that totally. And this is very important, folks, because if you're not going to go listen to Dexter, listen to what I'm saying here, because this could change your life forever. He talked about entrepreneurship in your dream. And he said something that I'll never forget, and I repeat this to myself all the time. I'll sit and write. I'll doodle on my notepad sometimes when we're talking, just coming up with ideas like Paul does. Here it is, folks. This is gold. This is the Midas touch. When you talk about your dream, we'll just use me as an example, motivation and muscle. We can talk about Fiorella Barbell, but we'll just hit motivation because we're doing the show now. Take that dream and talk about it constantly, but keep talking about it with a bigger dream and another. And make sure when you talk about it, when you're long gone, whomever is going to do whatever it is with your business, because I've got a couple people that I would leave this to if I'm not married and have a child. They might not want to do it either. But you want your business to keep going after you're gone, the next person, and then the next person, and the next person. And what I'm saying here is this. Keep magnifying what you're doing. And you leave the world because there's no way I'm ever going to see what motivation and muscle is going to become. I'm going to see what it's going to become and what I'm creating in my lifetime here. And as everybody knows, I plan on having millions of listeners, okay, and doing bigger things than that. I mean, nothing be better to hook up with Paul and some of the gents over in the UK. You know, maybe we do a big speaking engagement or we do something, you know. There's so many people like Gary Clark, who's a disabled strongman. They're reaching out to me all over. I mean, they've been on the show. But wouldn't it be great where we could all get together and maybe do a fundraiser or things of that nature? And what I'm saying, though, that goal Dexter talks about, keep magnifying your dream. When you feel like you're hitting rock bottom, get a notepad out. Get a legal pad out. Start writing. Start doing things like that. What do I say? Build from the inside out. This is not bullshit, folks. If you're really committed and you want to do something magnificent in your life and help others and get others in under your tent, This is the way to do it. And I'm telling you right now, you start doing things like that, you're not going to just jump out of bed when the alarm goes off. You're going to pop out of bed. It's going to feel like you put your feet through the floor. And when you have those shit days, whether it's in your business or at work or both, get home, diffuse yourself, get that legal pad out, and start writing why. Ask that question why. Why did you start Motivation and Muscle, Eric? I'm going to tell you right now, that bullshit you've been dealing with and that piss-poor attitude you might have, that will turn and spin within 30 seconds on you. Go ahead, brother.
Oh, it's so interesting you mentioned time in that.
Yeah.
You know, not wasting time. I think people live now and their sole purpose is to get kind of their job done.
Yep.
Just so they can waste time.
Yep.
Excuse me.
Yep.
I'm struggling with my voice here a little bit.
Yeah, well, we're going to wind up shortly. I don't want you to lose your voice. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I'm just going to grab a drink. You give me 1 minute.
Yeah, well, you know, and that's what we were talking about. You know, obviously everyone knows Paul's been traveling all over the world here, and he just got back, and obviously sitting on a plane on and off is not the greatest thing vocally for you. So when we brought him on today, I knew that we only had limited time because, you know, I know the same thing. Not doing as many podcasts as I used to do. It puts a beating on your voice because, you know, your voice has to be in good shape to do this stuff. When you're talking 45 minutes to over an hour and you might do two or three in a day, that puts a hammering on your voice. So it's like anything, folks. Learn to take care of yourself. Learn to do, what do we say? Study, think, research. Take things like that and you learn how to do the things you need to do, you know? And when you have the ability and you become a student of whatever you love to do, you're going to be good at it. You know, you can, obviously people get, you know, different things, but you learn how to overcome. And the more you overcome and the better you get at these things, the little shit in life isn't going to kill you because it's usually the little things that end up wasting you. It's not some big thing because it never happens. It's the little shit. It's like the little dog nipping at your ankle. Eventually what happens? They get you. Go ahead, Paul, if you're back.
Yeah, I'm back. I just grabbed some water there real quick. Thanks for that, Eric.
Yes, sir.
This time thing that, you know, we prioritize just filling time with entertainment because we've got nothing better to do. And again, people have commanded our life by convincing us that it's a good thing for a start. We've chosen to do that, and that scares the hell out of me.
Yeah.
And the movie reference for this one, you do realize I'm sitting here with a bunch of DVD movies on my table. this is how I do it. No, literally, listen.
Awesome. Yeah, I can hear them. Yep.
And this one here, you may not have seen it. It's called In Time.
No.
With Justin Timberlake.
Okay.
The one cool thing about this movie is they have, at a certain age, an allotted amount of time. They have so many years to live. They get to kind of 26, I think it is. And then from that point on, every second that they live has to be bought with work.
Yep.
Or whatever they do. So they're literally living on borrowed time, and they've got a clock on their arm that's counting down. So basically the whole currency of life from that point on, from 26 onwards, becomes time. So if you go and buy your shopping and your groceries at the grocery store, you buy it with 10 minutes or 20 minutes of your life.
Interesting.
That takes that off your life.
Yep.
Or you go to work, you earn 1 hour. And I tell you what, it really makes you think about what you would prioritize if you were living on borrowed time and you knew.
Yep.
You wouldn't be wasting it on Facebook, right?
No, you wouldn't.
You know, you wouldn't be wasting it just doing dumb stuff or a menial job that you hated.
Yep.
Hey. You know, you're going to work at McDonald's and you're going to earn 1 hour.
Yep.
Or can I apply myself, become a teacher, and for the same amount of kind of work, earn 2 days, you know, or so on and so on and so on. And this analogy of just wasting time for entertainment, it kills me, man. I think about this movie all the time.
Yep.
Am I prioritizing my time?
Yep.
Is it worth spending this time of my life that I'll never get back?
I agree.
On this subject matter. And, yeah.
You know, it's real interesting when you talk about it. Think about how many people, you know, get a... they go to a doctor, they get tests and blah, 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 and they'll say, well, you have this and you've got this long to live. You see people do a 360 and you're like, and there's no guarantees, I know that, but it's like, why didn't you live that way before? Why didn't you tell the person that you love that, you know, I'm sorry? Why did it have to come to this? And then people get, you know, at that point they get a greater appreciation of what life is. Look, I'll be the first to admit, I'm far from perfect. I've had many run-ins with many people, relationships split in half, family with me split in half, and then, you know, we get back together again, and a lot of that stuff, you know, that's one of the things I've worked on hard. It's very hard for me at times to say I'm sorry to people. I don't know if it's the male pride. I don't know if it's the Italian, because, you know, I'm a bastard if you fuck with me usually. And I've written a lot of people off, and I don't know if that's good, bad, or whatever, because you got to think about what is it doing to you. Are you destroying yourself from the inside out? I think in a lot of ways you are, because you've got to get rid of that stuff, because it's blockages, as they call. You're blocking energy in your body, and if you want to go out and go after things, you've got to be able to attract that into your life. And if it can't attract into your life because of these, think of like a stone wall coming down and it can't get through it, you've got to do something about it. And if you don't, it's going to lead to frustration, and most people eventually they're going to quit. And it's very, very important, you know, as you want to command your life, as you want to do different things, as you want to step out of the box, as they say, you got to do these things. And it's, look it, I'm not going to bullshit anybody. None of this stuff's easy. And learning and relearning yourself and doing things that are not popular, that's called leadership, as I just said with Lombardi. Why do you think I always say near the end of the show? My dad would say that to me all the time. Be a leader, not a follower, among many things. And I think about these things that he said to me at the time, and I kind of like just wiggle my eyes kind of. And I'm thinking now, because I'm the only one in my family who goes to the cemetery. The rest of my siblings, my mom goes down sometimes, but it's still very hard for my mother. Very hard. I go down. I don't have a problem with that, because Jimmy and my dad are buried together, and my mom will be there when it's her time. And I still talk to my father. I mean, I talk out loud to him. I talk to him all over the place. And I said to myself, you know, because my father and I were like two rams bumping horns quite a bit. And I said to myself, and I especially saw my father mellow out, I guess if you would say that, when my nephew Galen was born. And I was like, geez, man, Dad is so different. But I know Dad was always that way. You know, they say in The Godfather, you know, you were just being strong like Papa. That's how my father was. My father loved his children immensely, but he was not touchy-feely, all right? But I always felt safe. I always had a warm, great home. I always had 3 meals on the table, and I'd love to have my dad with me right here next to me so you could all meet him, because my father... I could talk to about anything. Not that I got anything to hide, but, you know, maybe I go to him about the business. What do you think? That's very important, folks. It's great to have somebody that you trust, that they're not going to go out and talk about whatever you just said to them, that they care enough about you that no matter what, they stick with you. And that's a thing I don't have to a point now where I feel I've got somebody. There's a couple people I know I could go to, but I'm talking, you know, when we're talking about the 13th warrior, you know, Paul and I marching side by side to battle, and we got each other, and whether we come back or not, or we die in a bloody mess, that's what it's all about to me. Who do you march with? Who do you command with? And who will you die for or die with? And if you think I'm bullshitting you with this, you should think about these things. Because as weightlifters, as anything we do, we get involved with some pretty scary stuff out there sometimes. And I think about it, I'm like that stone today, 400 pounds. I mean, think about that. It ever dropped it on me, it'd break whatever it hit. But you don't think about those things. But it's like the same thing. You go out, you're a warrior. I'm marching with whomever. Whomever the spirit is with me is walking side by side with me. If you think I'm kidding, go out and push yourself so hard. I've pushed myself so hard in that power rack, I know I've stepped out of my body and I witnessed what I was doing. It ain't bullshit either. You go to that realm mentally, and I've only had the ability twice to do it. I have not since. And I don't know if it'll ever happen again. It is one of the wildest things that'll ever happen in your life. That's called commanding. That's called walking into whatever you want to call it, the belly of fire, the belly of death, whatever it is. But I got to tell you, it's one of the most awesome things you could ever deal with in your life. It might scare the piss right out of you, but man, oh man, it is a hell of a way to live. Go ahead, man. Give out. I know we're at time, and I know vocally. Summarize anything you want. Give out all your info. I'll give mine. Just hang on the line, and we'll get ready. We'll do a show in November for sure.
All right, brother. Did you see by any chance the video that me and Pavel put out at his 40th birthday party?
I might have.
Did the duel. There was a samurai versus, well, what was said, Viking sword duel, and Pavel.
Yep.
I've not picked up a sword in years. I trained for many years with a katana, a Japanese sword, but I haven't picked one up in many years. And Pavel uses his Polish saber, you know, to some degree. But we did that sword duel, and there's been quite a few comments on it about it being, you know, beautiful or technically very good or whatever. There's been comments because it's trying to marry Japanese katana battle horse style with a completely different cross-cutting Polish saber style, which has never really been done in the modern world. It was done quite a few years ago. The thing was, what people don't realize is we had maybe 30 minutes to actually invent the duel and practice it. And that was kind of 2 days before we did it.
Yep.
And that's it. So the thing is because we've spent time by ourselves over the years learning and learning and learning and practicing and refining our art, even though we don't particularly practice much now, and I would say it's been 5 years since I've practiced properly with the sword. I picked it up. It came straight back.
Yeah.
And I apply it to what some people have commented on as being, you know, fairly good.
Yeah.
And Pavel the same. And this is the thing about creating your own ability to learn. You know, we have to learn how to learn and then apply it. And then you find that you can learn other things pretty quickly because you've kind of cracked the key or the code or you've got the Rosetta Stone in how you learn. But it is going to take work. And that's the thing you hit upon above anything else. It is going to take hard work. The Rosetta Stone isn't given to you, it's unearthed. Or in your case, you pick that thing up, right?
Yeah.
It's a Husafell stone, your Rosetta Stone, but it takes a certain kind of mindset and a certain kind of person.
Yeah, I agree.
To get their own Rosetta Stone. But the thing is everybody can be that.
Yep.
That person.
Yep.
We might not be born that way, but we can fight to be that way. And just to kind of round up with a few film references, is we talked about the 13th Warrior and you know, that is learn how to learn.
Yeah.
The other one was Kill Bill, be the bride, be tenacious, you know, don't give up.
Nope.
When you've learned how to learn, go for it, fight for it, don't give up. In time, prioritize your time, don't waste it. The other little references I've got here, just to, you know, very briefly, is a movie called Surrogates with Bruce Willis, where you've seen that one?
Never saw that one. Nope.
Yeah, it's basically about people that send out a surrogate robot or doll into the real world, and they sit in a chair plugged in. So they see and experience life through these perfect-looking robots. But it's fake.
Yeah.
But that's where the real world is. You know, we have this hyperbole we put out on Facebook that's not real. We have this fake kind of pseudo-appearance where people are starting to look the same with fake teeth and fake eyes.
Yep.
Surrogates take the whole idea one step forward. I can pretty much guarantee, you know, success comes from being authentic. Don't be a surrogate. Be authentic.
Yep.
Be you.
Yep.
Be the best version of you you can, but don't step over that line and become a surrogate and sell out and be fake. And finally, the movie Identity, where the guy has 9 split personalities and they're all fighting to become the ultimate kind of personality.
Yep.
And what I take from that is, you know, the it's like which wolf, the good wolf or the bad wolf, is going to, you know, win
emerge.
One you the most.
Yep.
Yeah, so Identity, the you can choose who you are going to be, the person you are going to be, and you have to feed that identity the most. If you want to be successful, you have to believe and live like you were successful and apply all of the other rules of be the bride, learn how to learn, all of that. You tie up those 5 things, you've got somebody that has the skill to create their own success.
Yeah.
They're not going to be successful. They're not going to have it handed to their plate. They have the ability to create their own success.
Totally.
And that's where the doll eyes light up, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's me.
Well, hey, look.
That's me doing, my friend.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, life is not as complicated as they make it out there, and they do that to you to purposely confuse you and you know, run around. Never stop, never think, never do the things you need to do. And when you hear what people say and, you know, oh, I'm so busy. Well, what are you doing that you're so busy? Can you give up that, I don't know, let's say 12 to 15 hours of TV you're watching a week? I mean, there's plenty of things you can do. Can you get up a half hour earlier? Just go out and maybe breathe? You know, there's a number of things. But, you know, you talk about so many things like myself and, you know, commitment, discipline, will, all those things. Analyze those words. Learn to see what they truly mean and start taking one word at a time and stick it right into your life and see what happens. And I know most people will say, well, I don't have time. You have to make the time. Don't be like the person we talked about that they get a bad diagnosis and suddenly their life changes for the better in a split second. If you can do something like that when you are threatened with the end of your life, why can't you do it while you're living? And I'll leave it there. Paul, put out anything else, website, all that stuff, and I'll give my info and hang on the line, brother.
Yes, will do. A couple of websites, www.firepowerfitness.co.uk. That's my gym website. My educational website, which is not quite live soon, but it will be in the next month, is www.coachpfg.com. That one is going to be a membership site which has now hundreds of videos basically from an educational point of view.
Yep.
And we'll have online certs there too. And that's a point, Eric, while we've got 1 minute. If there's any way to get the links for the podcasts we've done.
Yeah. We can do that.
Be put on websites. That would be great too.
Okay.
I've just remembered about that.
I can get you the links.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. And finally, The only other thing we need to mention is my side project with Pavel EFM is coming across to you guys. We're going to be in Wilton, Connecticut with the very awesome Kelly Manzoni, and it must be said, Yuri will be hosting us at his facility, Wilton Sport and Fitness Centre. And that is in April 21st, 22nd, I think it is. So we'll be teaching our level one certification in the EFM training. So we'd love to see you guys there.
Hey, you know, we'll have to talk about it before then. Maybe if you got some time, we could get the three of you on together. Do a show.
That would phenomenal.
That might be something to think about. In fact, Kelly just sent me a message and said, I can't wait to hear the show. Everybody, the show will be up tomorrow. If I had time tonight, put Charlie Oliphant's on tonight, and when he and I get talking, look out. But we can't go like we usually do, because usually I'm talking to him, and it's like 1 o'clock in the morning by the time he's off. So Charlie's a hell of a guy, let me tell you. I love Charlie. He is just one interesting guy. And so everybody knows we're going to be talking about the shank stone. So he went over, and he lifted them, last time I spoke with Stevie, he offered me an invitation to come over for a week, lift the stones. I'd get to meet his father. What a thrill that would be. So, you know, the plan next year is to go meet Martin in Iceland and then go to Scotland. And I'm going to go find Paul and a few other people there I want to meet and, you know, hang out with. And then we're going to go to Wales, he wants to go to. And then from there, I'd probably stay there for a few days, and then, you know, time, depending on what time I've got, if I can pull it all at once, I'll go to Ireland and hang out with Stevie and do some stone lifting there. I would really like to come over in Martin's neck of the woods. We talked about this. I'd love to just stay over there for a month, and as he says, he'll make a stone lifter out of me, and I'm sure he will. So that'd be a lot of fun. So there's a lot of great stuff on the docket, but that's some cool stuff. This is Motivation Muscle Streaming Radio 24/7. Go out to Fiorella Barbell Co. You want to talk about a product that'll change your life? The Winner's Circle is it. I'm going to add more and more modules. I'm going to try to get two more modules out before the end of the year. I am going to be doing filming for some of the stuff, but that's all going to be on, it'll all be out on YouTube, but it'll be private. I'm not putting that stuff out there, and, you know, especially with the product out there, I'm not going to do that. So if you buy the product, there will be a way you can get in and look at the film. That's just the way it's going to be from this point on, and that's the smart way to do it. Also, too, go out. The contribution button is there, the contribute button. As I said, there's 25, 50, and 100. Believe me, we sit down and talk. We'll get you on the straight and narrow. And if you buy the Winner's Circle with it, you know, you're going to get a half hour to an hour free time on that too. And we'll work something out, because right now, as everybody knows, I'm involved in the sand dune with Matt Dahl. You can go out to FiorellaBarbellCo.com and click sand dune. You can look at the video I did and the write-up that's about it. And I want to thank Douglas Graham for all his help with that. The page looks exceptional, and you can get a whole idea what it is. And if you contact Matt at 714-995-4500 and mention the word motivation, you get 10% off the product and free shipping in the United States. And let me tell you, I'm working with a Parkinson's patient right now, and that's one of the things that it talks about, with connecting the foot to the brain, which if you go out and really look at, like, proprioception, there's a lot of things, man. I can tell you things that's happening to me. It's unbelievable. You know, you get injuries, ankles all through the years, you know, circuitry breaks, on and on. So I am working with my first Parkinson's patient, Mark, his name is, and he has a foundation. And I'm sure we're going to be working with more and more here locally. This thing has a capability to do some magnificent things. Call Matt, 714-995-4500. Mention the word motivation, and Matt will take care of you. He's a fantastic guy to deal with, believe me. Also, too, as I said, the contribution page is there. go out to motivationmuscle.com/category/podcast. Look at all the shows Paul and I have done. They're incredible shows. This one is an awesome show. I don't think we've done a show since like June. And as everybody says to me, and I say it, Paul and I didn't miss a beat. That's what happens when you circle yourself with good, great people. People that believe in what you do and I believe in what they do. There's no friction whatsoever. You know, maybe we don't always agree on everything, but we still get it worked out. And see, that's how you create winners and champions, man. And all this stuff we're talking about is going out all over the world. And eventually we're going to have millions of listeners, and you wait to see what we got then. It's very exciting stuff. I got news for you. But we're going to get into that more and more. Also, sign up for our newsletter on the M&M homepage. It's right up at the top. That goes right to my MailChimp account. If you sign up anywhere else, it goes to Never Never Land. So please remember that. Also, too, before I get into the rest of the stuff, go out and purchase the book, What It Takes to Be Number One, Vince Lombardi on Leadership, Vince Lombardi Jr. If you go out and buy the book and you contact me and you've never been on the show, or you've been on the show and you want to talk about it, we'll bring you on. I'll give you your chance. If you have never been on the radio, we'll make you a radio star. How's that sound? It's worth the money, believe me. Also, too, if someone seeks you out in the concrete jungle or the gym, never be afraid to give him 5 words of inspiration. It'll change your life forever. Don't forget, we're on iTunes and Stitcher. Give us a 5-star review. That's what everybody has and told us, and we appreciate it. We're out on AHA Radio. That's AHA. That's where you can get M&M on your car radio 24/7 streaming, and we appreciate that. It's great stuff. As my mom said when we were kids, never be afraid to say hello to someone or give them a smile. That might be all they get that day. If you're going to lift it, bend it, break it, twist it, press it, squat it, pull it. If you're going to lift stones, turn them into dust. And as the great Hoosa Steel Stone Crusher says in Blood Red, domination, we are domination. We clear cut the path. We don't follow anyone's. Dominate, obliterate, and dent everything in your path. No one will ever clip our balls. And as Russell Fur says, when I listen to your shows, I swear there's testosterone dripping out of my speakers. Well, you're going to hear more and more and more with some of the stuff that's lining up here more and more. I think a lot of people are finding just the way we talk here very inspirational, very leadership-oriented, a championship mentality, and it's just the way I conduct my life. I love doing this, and if you can't understand that the way I talk, then you'll never understand it from anybody. We are just driven here, and I mean driven hard, and it's going to get even meaner down the road. Also, too, Frank Klein, my greatest college professor, repetition, repetition, repetition. My dad, and I wish my dad and Frank, and I'm going to talk about John Ridge, could all be here with me right now. Be a leader, not a follower. Those are very important words, folks, and my dad would be very proud of me for saying it, believe me. John Ridge, the same way, he was like a father to me because my dad had passed away long before I met John. Greatest chiropractor ever. He'd walk everybody to the door no matter what and say, keep smiling. I dare you to say that to yourself, no matter what your day is like, and not smile, because there's no way you can't. And I'm going to tell everybody this. I've said it on a few shows, and I know Paul will really appreciate this. John Ridge was the only person in my life that ever said, keep smiling. And I was in a big local grocery store 3 weeks ago to the day, right now. And I've, you know, there's been a lot of shit going down here with everything. And I was like really just pissy, just didn't want to be bothered. And this guy, Bob, who's in the produce, so who I've become pretty friendly with, you know, hello. He likes to talk about music sometimes and things like that. He's an older guy. So he's walking towards where I'm coming up, and he's going into the meat department. And he says to me like this, how are you today, young fella? And I'm like, good. You know, not really, but good. And he says to me like this, and not much stops me in my tracks. He said to me, keep smiling. That was John Ridge talking. And it changed my week like you wouldn't believe. Suddenly I fell on top of the world, man. I know that, I don't care what anybody tells you, there's people that are deceased that are still looking out for you. No one other than John has ever said that to me. How would that guy have known to say to me, keep smiling? He never said that to me before. So believe there's people out there supporting you, because there are. Don't give up. Don't ever give up. And here, also too, be a steward of strength. Don't stand on the side of the road and watch the world go by. Tell 100 more of your friends about us. Join the family. Join the revolution. It's that important. Men, get rid of the big 9-month belly and a spare tire. Support your wives and girlfriends. Same way, women, get in good shape. Support your men. Don't let these vampires put wedges between the two of you. Join the family. Be part of our revolution. We want you around. Your kids, your nieces, nephews, grandkids, join us. Be part of the family. It's that important. And as the great, I'm trying to think of his name right now because incredible. Les Brown. You know, he says you'll have greatness in you. We'll take it 2 steps further. We believe in you, and we got your back. And I don't know many people in today's age that would do that. Paul, it's always an honor to have you on. Great talking to you. I love the subject matter. And as always, we hit the bullseye with the big bow and arrow, my friend. Or we'll throw axes, whatever you want to do. But thanks for being on, brother.
You're very welcome. I'm just wondering, you know the guy who said keep smiling in the store?
Yeah, Bob.
I wonder if he'd been a patient with your chiropractor too.
I don't know. I'll ask him next time I see him. But isn't that pretty bizarre when you hear that?
Yeah. And you know what it is? That could have been something that stuck with him too.
Yeah. Exactly.
And he felt the need, you know, to pass it on. That's cool.
Well, I'll tell you what, Paul, I'm not kidding you. It stopped me literally in my tracks, because the first person I thought of was John Ridge. And I said, it's John talking to me. You know, John, you know, I don't know if I could do as many now as I used to, but I used to go every Friday afternoon, get adjusted. You know, his father there from New Hampshire, he still had the accent. Literally, he had his father was a barber, think about this, and a chiropractor. And he, when his father passed away, one of the things that he took was his barber chair. And it was one of the old school ones with the beautiful marble handles and all that on it. And it still had the thing to sharpen the straight edge on the leather strip there. I used to love to sit, he used to call his father Pa. And he said, sit in Pa's chair and we'll talk. You would have loved to talk to this guy, man. I mean, he was a soul like few I've ever met. He's deeply missed. Believe me, I miss those Friday afternoons. John's been gone 3 years this past August. He was a man's man all the way, man. All the way. His wife, I mean, exceptional people. Very much missed, let me tell you. Very much missed. But we'll meet again someday, I'm sure. But I guess that's all. You got anything else, man?
No, I'm good. We'll wrap this up.
Yep, we'll do it right now.
It's been fantastic.
Absolutely. So for Paul Gray, this is Eric Fiorello. Like I said, we'll have the show up tomorrow. We've got Charlie Blair Oliphant on. We got Eric Gutman this weekend, and I'll be doing a singular show. And then next week, I know for sure, we got Frank DeMeo on. So, there's a lot of big stuff going on, and you're going to see more and more people coming on here. So have a great weekend, everybody. We will talk to you soon, and thanks for listening.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.